Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Shereen Colbert, a.k.a. Life Coach ATL. I'm here with my co-host and daughter,
Taylor Colbert.
And we want to welcome you to our You Are Dope podcast, where we are here to uplift, inspire, spread some love, and have a little bit of fun while we're doing it. Our podcast will be airing every other Wednesday. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you be good to yourself. You are a gift to the world, and you are dope.
What's up, everybody? Today, I am here with Shereef. Today we're going to go over something that happened over the weekend, something that's not too fun to talk about, but something that has to be spoken about, something that has to be said. So Pops, I want you to go ahead and take it away.
All right. So this weekend, first of all, let me put out this disclaimer. The disclaimer is that by no means am I advocating or saying that violence is okay. So that needs to be said from the beginning. However, I do feel that we all should have the right to defend ourselves. So with that being said, this weekend, Thomas and I, we were riding in East Atlanta. And as we're riding by, this man jumps up out of his seat and yells at Thomas. Well, he didn't jump. No, let me go back. He yells at Thomas and he said, "Get those effing scooters out of here." And I'm behind Tommy. So then I drive by the guy. And as I'm riding by the guy decides that he kicks my scooter. I don't fall off the scooter, but I do lose my balance. So I turn around and I just said, "Hey, man, that wasn't cool. Why would you do that?" And then when I said that, the man decides that he wants to jump up out of his seat, charge me, push me, and put his finger in my face. By that time, I was just like, "What is going on?" And I reacted. And my reaction was I hit him with a combo, boom, boom. And when I hit him, he dropped. And when I mean dropped, like he was knocked out. Again, I'm not bragging about this by any means, but that is the facts. That's what happened. Once that happened, his friends charged over to me and they said, "Hey, man, he deserved what he got, but please just don't make it any worse. Just go." I didn't argue with them. I didn't say anything. I'm just like discombobulated, kind of like, what is really going on? And so I get on my scooter and I leave. The first thing that comes to my mind is I'm scared. Like it was traumatic. It was like, I don't live that lifestyle anymore. You know, I used to be like, I would have got on there like probably 3 or 4 years ago and I would have been bragging about it. Like, "Oh yeah, I got him. I knocked him out." But that's just not the lifestyle that I'm living anymore or that I want to live anymore. I'm not perfect by any means, but starting violence, starting fights is just not something that it's I don't want it to be a part of me anymore. So it really messed me up like big time. It happened on Saturday. And I was really shook up about it yesterday. Shout out to my sister, Letitia. She actually is the one that said, "Hey, you need to speak about this." And she just made me feel a lot better because honestly, real talk, when she called me, I was crying. So I was just like, what could have happened? Like, there's something that could have happened out of this situation that could have been deadly for everybody. You know, we're going to call him Scooter Gangster. My daughter-in-law is the one that that coined that term. But if Scooter Gangster would have had a knife or a gun or something like that, and he decided to just, you know, shoot first, ask question left, I would be dead. If Scooter Gangster had failed and hit his head when I hit him and he was dead, yes, it was self-defense, but I would have to live with that for the rest of my life. And so I just kind of kept going over all these, well, what if this happened? What if that happened? And, you know, thank God none of those things happened, but it was just a very scary and traumatic event. It was really scary.
Okay, so I do just have a few questions.
Speak up a little bit, baby.
I said, I do have a few questions, and I hope they aren't too triggering or bring up too many bad memories about the event. But I do just want to ask you, like, just more questions about how you handled it and everything like that. Because I just know personally that you have moved on from being more in tune and in control of your emotions. So for me to hear about the event was upsetting, and I was just like, "Oh, gosh darn it. I wish like that's just was never a thing." What were your emotions in the moment? What were your specific emotions? How were you feeling from the first time that the man started yelling the verbal insults to when he came up to you? Like, just the chain of events. What were your emotions? What were you
My feeling? Emotion was just like, what's going on? Like, why? First of all, why would you kick my scooter? Second of all, why are you charging me? So like, I don't know what's going on. So it was kind of discombobulated, just like, what's going on? So my emotion was fear. Like, it was like, what, why is it, what's going on? Like, I, when I tell you that I was the victim in this, like, I was for real, like, the victim, just like very scared and nervous. So that was my emotions.
Right. Okay. Do you feel like there could have been anything else for you to do?
I keep replaying that in my head over and over again. And I guess I could have just kept my mouth shut. You know what I mean? I could have just, you know, when I gained my composure back on my scooter, I could have just kept my mouth shut and just kept going. Instead of asking him, why would you do something like that? Why would you just kick my scooter? Why would you? I could have done that. That's the only thing that I can think of that I could have done. Because again, I didn't have a lot of time to react because he charged me. Like, literally, he charged me and pushed me and put his hand in my face. So I didn't get a chance to just drive off after I gained my composure. But that's the only thing that I can think of that I just didn't need to say anything at all. I could have just kept going. Because I'm better. I'd like to think that I'm better than that. But I didn't know what to do. I didn't know that his reaction was going to be that of assault when he heard me ask him, hey, man, why would you do something like that? I didn't know it was going to lead to that.
Right. Going back to what you said that it did happen on Saturday, and you said that when your sister called you, it was yesterday, so that was Monday. So I kind of wanted to ask you, why do you think it took so long for it to hit you or for you to kind of process it all?
Nah, it's been traumatic since day one, since Saturday. Like, it's been on my mind heavily. And I just, when things like that happen or when things, I tend to kind of like retreat and, you know, process it all on my own. And so that's what I was doing. So my sister, she called me yesterday, but I've been dealing with it since Saturday, like just the what ifs. And I got to replace that with, okay, well, what are the facts? The facts are that Sharif, you got attacked. These are the facts. And my sister, she helped me see that. And everyone, you know, I posted it on Facebook about what happened. And everyone was like, no, you defended yourself. But for me, though, it just made me feel bad internally.
Right. Why do people think, or why do you think that people think that they can just do things like this to that account, like violently, and think that they can get away with it, or think they can take no accountability for their actions?
I don't know. That's a great question. I have no idea why people feel like that you could just put your hands on somebody and then nothing's going to happen. And in this case, nothing did happen. I mean, well, he suffered the fact of getting hit and knocked out, but I didn't call the police. You know, I didn't do anything like that. And now reflecting back, I'm like, well, why wouldn't you call the police, Sharif? You were attacked. And right. Honestly, I don't know how the police would react. Like, here they pull up, they see me, a big Black man, 6 foot two, 215 pounds, standing over somebody that he just knocked out. And so my fear was, if I call the police, I'm going to be the one that's going to jail. Even though there's witnesses around here, I don't know what these people are going to say. I don't know what these people are going to do. So in that aspect, I probably should have called the police. Hey, I just got assaulted, but I didn't. So to answer your question, I think that that's why people do things like that, because there's no accountability to it. You know, hopefully he will never do that again. Hopefully he had learned his lesson about, you know, you can't just put your hands on people. But I don't know. Do you think that there should have been more to it? Like, that maybe I should have called the police?
I honestly don't know. It's interesting only because, like, I understand what you're saying about how you don't know how they would react. Because it is an older, I'm assuming it was a white guy.
Yes, he was a white guy. He's probably like 52, 53. I'm 49. So, yeah, I mean, the age didn't matter. We were about the same size as well. Sorry.
I don't know. If you were protecting yourself, then I'd say go ahead and call the Popo. But, I mean, I can understand your reaction. So, I don't know. Say what I could have done or what I would have done, because I wasn't in the situation. So,
yeah, and that's just not my first. Just not my first instinct to call the police. Like, that's just not my. I'm like, yo, we are two adults and we're getting into an altercation. Hopefully it doesn't turn to violence. But if it does turn to violence, I look at it from the perspective of, we're two adults, you know. I'm not beating you. I'm not doing anything like that. This is a fist fight. It's a fair fight. I want to avoid that though. I don't want to get in fair fights. I don't want to fight nobody. I don't want to do that. Like, that's just not the person I want to be or show up as. But I think that that's always my mentality though, about calling the police and getting police involved and things like that, because, you know, I don't know. I feel like I can handle myself, but you know, in that case, what if he did have a gun? What if he did have a knife? I keep on going over the what ifs in my head over and over again. But, you know, maybe that was something else that I could have possibly done, is call the police.
I mean, shoot, what if you had a knife or a gun? Like, what the? I don't know.
Yeah. Just.
Anyways, well, is there anything else you'd like to tell the people? Anything else that you want to get off your chest? Anything else you want to say?
Keep your hands to yourself. Shoot, you don't know what people are strapped with or not strapped with, but just keep your hands to yourself. You don't have the right to be putting your hands on nobody. And don't resort to violence. You know, I had to resort to violence because I needed to protect myself, and I will protect myself by any means necessary, but it's not my first reaction. I don't want to put my hands on nobody. Like, I'm like a loving, peaceful person these days. Yes, there are certain instances that I do get pulled out of my character, and this happens to be one of them. But, you know, I'm just going to keep doing the work on myself and keep trying to make this world a better place. Like, that's why I'm here for. You know, people are like, oh, well, you're a life coach. You shouldn't. No, I'm human. OK, try Jesus. Don't try me. Don't do that to me. Don't put me in those kind of situations and then turn or flip it like, oh, well, you're a life coach. You should be better than that. Like, nah, I'm human. And I should be able to protect myself without those kind of comments being made. So Anyway, if y'all could tell, I'm sorry. My energy level is just not where it would be normally, because this is really taking an effect on me. And I'm hoping that he's okay and I'm okay. So that's the most important thing. And I just had to do what I needed to do to protect myself. So that concludes our podcast for today, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you tuning in, and be good to yourself. Be kind to yourself. And remember, you are
dope.
There we go.